into a book and edit a book for me, and he knows I'll never write the lessons out. So he said, you've got to tape them. Mm-hmm. And I don't mind, you know, pushing the buttons down, but what I do hate is like 30 minutes and I have to turn it over. But David said, buy 120 minutes and don't worry about it, because they said the thing is so thin that it won't work. So we'll see. Okay, but anyway, that's my newest thing.
Right? Oh,
you have to remind me about the tape. Okay. Just going back to the way you got up. You know what it was? There wasn't real freedom in your torso. There wasn't that, you know, that lovely animal freedom of, you know, being relaxed and getting up. What it was you meant to be free, but instead of being really physically released, you were sort of airy and fairy-like and graceful, and that just screamed tension to me. Now, what I'd like you to do is get up exactly the way you see, so that both your concept of yourself, you were mistaken, and your body was doing one thing and your mind thought it was doing another.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so two things. I'd like you first to get up again the way you got up before, and then I'd like you to go back again, and we'll do it another way.
Mm-hmm.
See if you can remember which way you, your intention.
Mm-hmm.
It was almost the same thing, okay? Mm-hmm. Did you notice that sort of that the back was in a funny position and it kind of half, see it was half, it was really very artificial, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Remind me to continue this in terms of acting, but get back down there. Yeah. Now, move your glasses way over to the side so you forget about them for a moment. Now, I would like you to go inside your body, Lori, and really not care about your concept of what relaxation or release of tension is. Really go into the body and be, I don't care what your body looks like. I don't care if it's clumsy. I don't care if it, I don't know what it does. Just follow it and let it get up. Let's believe you're an animal without thought, but just sort of sentient. You can feel yourself. You know, you can feel the wind. You can hear some kind of sound. Really relax the arms first. Relax the wrist. Yeah, that's it. That's it. Okay? Now relax the shoulders, Lori. Get inside the middle of them, deep inside them, only through thinking. And now just come on, turn over. Just follow. Yeah, just don't do it too carefully. Just follow inside. That's it. That's it. That's the idea. Ah, did you feel it?
Mm-hmm.
That's real.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Okay. So the body did something different from what the mind was intending. I mean, the mind thought it was doing one thing, and the body was really doing another thing this time.
Yeah.
By the way, it was graceful.
Yeah, it felt graceful.
Yes. And the other one is really awkward.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're learning two things now. One is reality and truth of movement, but also it's something to do with acting.
Yeah.
Because remember what I've told you, Laura, your hands are too cute, you know, they're too they're too cute. You know, your wrists are like polite, right? Or your little body just sort of, whenever you play Pamina or Alice in Wonderland. I think what you just did when you were on the floor was the mistake that you made in acting. Now that's exciting, because we may have licked it right here. And so go on back on the floor and see whether you can... Oh, hold it. Did you feel it? Good. See, just as you lay down, your wrists went into that habitual, fake, artificial behavior.
Yeah.
Yeah, and what they really do, instead of relaxing, what they do is really tense and lock you more. I mean, they put you at a distortion, at an angle. Okay, so in a way, I don't think that, as long as I've known you, that you've ever known what your body could really do mm-hmm. for you. You know, you've never really known the softness and the fleshliness of your body and the lovely round curves of your body and the sort of sweetness and ladylike mm-hmm. softness of your body. Mm-hmm. I don't think you've ever known it. Or at least I've never seen it.
Yeah.
Okay?
So probably not, yeah.
Well, you know, you pick up a wrong notion mm-hmm. years behind, mm-hmm. and then you kind of hang into that notion because you don't know any better and you're really trying your best.
Mm-hmm.
So what we've gotten is this slight affectation in acting mm-hmm. that perhaps came from this moment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, come get back up again. Is this supposed to be a voice lesson?
Forget
it, kid. Oh, what is this, an acting? What is this?
No, yes. Yeah, voice lesson.
It's a body act.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever it is. Today, we're going to get up again,
yeah.
and then I want you to lie down
Actually,
again.
This is really good because it's been a very hectic week for me, so this is really good for me.
Uh-huh. I'm glad. Releasing the shoulders. Nope. Go back again. Did you feel it?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't give the spine or the back time to relax and move the way it wanted to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And don't think about it too much, Lori. You just have to let the body do it each time and let me correct you each time.
Okay.
You see, don't try to do it right. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I could just see the way your eyes... Just lie there for a moment. I could tell by the movement of your eyes that you were really working at this with your mind.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny?
Mm-hmm.
See, so that it does show, doesn't it?
Here relax, I am. Come on, relax.
Exactly.
Come on, relax.
It shows in the body when you are intruding mm-hmm. with the mind. All right? So I think, you know, David and I didn't get, I mean, here we, you can listen to this part. With David, here we were going to begin the voice lessons all over again. But he needs, by the way, he needs so much work that he needs the whole hour.
Mm-hmm.
He's really, you know, he's way behind. Mm-hmm. I mean, but he's wonderful. He's mm-hmm. going to be a great actor someday. But we spent the whole hour, instead of doing anything, he couldn't do anything. Every time he did something, he intruded. He pushed, and we almost spent the whole hour reminding him that let me do the work in the mm-hmm. lesson, really, and to learn what it is that you, the student, how to receive the suggestion
mm-hmm.
and not think about doing it right and not try to be a good student,
mm-hmm.
but be as a baby, not even as a child, because a child is already too self-conscious. But really be a 1.5-year-old baby.
Mm-hmm.
And just do whatever I say. And if I get crazy, I'll scream and yell, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But it's in a way, this part of your lesson, or these lessons, these beginning lessons, are my concern.
Mm-hmm.
Then you are ready to take over.
Mm-hmm.
Good. So that's what I'd like. Put the mind that you will use someday to very likely give yourself a suggestion. Put that mind on the farthest circle away from you right now.
Mm-hmm.
So we have like the farthest circle far away. Just put it there. Then there's another circle of attention. If we want it, we'll use it.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's this one that surrounds you, almost like a little, you know, just right over your whole, you're the very center of this little circle.
Mm-hmm.
This little circle has to do with purely physical response. Okay, so that when I say, now let me see you get up again, I don't want you to, I've got to try, I've got to relax. No, because that part of you,
mm-hmm.
which is real and useful, is so far away, and all you're doing is sort of going, and then I'll say good, or I'll say no good.
Mm-hmm.
See, so I mean, since I won't let anything slip by,
mm-hmm.
there's nothing to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Try it again now. Just get up this time without relaxing. Just get moving to the body. Yeah. Okay? Stop. What's happening is that there's an that you are not... You know the way a serpent listen, you did it wrong again.
Yeah.
And then when you got up, you did the back of your neck. So that one wrong brings another wrong. Mm-hmm. This is what you're not doing. A serpent moves like this. I once saw one in the zoo. I once saw one wake up, and he went like this. This bending, there was no break in the action, but this sort of this muscle that was his body just bent this way, and then it went bent that way, and then it bent this way, and then it sort of got itself erect. Mm-hmm. See, and you know, then part of it was down below. Mm-hmm. Please go back and try that. See, what you're doing, let me explain. You're bending. Your serpent bends. Your serpent goes like this. You're this way, and then you sort of you turn over, and then you get up. Do you see my fingers?
Uh-huh.
See, that's what you're doing.
Yeah.
And then you try to relax, and you bend your head backwards. It just tightens you in the neck.
Yeah.
Now let your spine uncurl itself up. I don't care what you have to do with your hips, or your backside, or whatever, to make the whole body move like that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Lori. The one of the problems is this: you are so used to artificial behavior that it's today is a little hard for you to break away from it. Let me show you what you do. I want you to watch this side of my ribcage. When you got up, you were like this, and then you went. You sort of tried to get up for a moment by releasing the legs, and then as soon as you got to about this position, you went. Did you feel it?
Yeah.
You pushed out with the side of the rib.
Uh-huh.
That was artificial. See, the
yeah.
The movement is happening in the spine, mm-hmm. and your spine isn't moving. Your spine has no flexibility yet.
No, it doesn't.
Okay,
yeah.
Got to get that, because that's where it's real.
Uh-huh.
Right, go back. Now when you go back, mm-hmm. what you did before was you went back all in one. Shows no flexibility in the spine. I thought, I gotta check that out. I would like you to go back and use your elbows to support yourself if you need to. I'd like you to go back on your spine like this, one vertebrae after the other, until your head is the last to go down. See what happens there. Put your do your feet together like that. It looked comfortable. And now, let yourself go back. That's right, and let one vertebrae hit the floor and use your hands if you need it. That's it. You get the middle part, and at the middle part, and that's something like it. Okay, now turn.
My back is very stiff.
Yes, it is, dear. Yes, we may have to do some other exercises to.
I do need some exercises for my back.
Well, I happen to have gone to the physical therapist earlier this week, and I happen to know exactly the exercise.
Oh, yeah.
You are getting it from my life's troubles. All right, roll over. And now, where the waistline is, mm-hmm. sort of round that waistline. And as you round your waistline, sort of move your knees to get up on the knees. Round it. Push it. That's right. Push it out. Now move your knees up towards your nose. And now round your back. And now get on your knees. Get on your knees, that a girl. Now round your back. Round it. And now very lightly move, straighten up. Just sort of get your head up. Get your head up. Let me say it this way. In getting your head up, see, lay the head down again. Because you're not used to living in the spine, what you did was you moved right to the head. And mm-hmm. What I want you to do is this. Move as my finger. You're going to follow my finger.
Mm-hmm.
Round that, round. You feel it?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm.
Now you're
going to
lie down again. Isn't that funny that we haven't... Right, what's the matter?
Are you no, I felt like I was going to sneeze.
Oh,
yeah. Okay.
So ladylike.
You
are so ladylike, my dear. I thought for a moment you were going to faint.
Oh.
No. Okay.
Yeah.
Do it once more, dear, and then I'll give you the exercise that the physical therapist...
Okay, the thing that I just did.
I'd like you to go down. From the bottom of the spine. That's the idea. Laurie, darling, relax. Look at me for a moment. In exercise classes, maybe they want you to do this without touching it, but because I want smoothness and easiness, I want you to use your arms to make it easy for you to go down. What happens is, if you don't, you're creating a further tension. Did you notice how tight you were when you got down there? Because we were jumping ahead of the exercise. Now this time, roll over, the knees go there, now round the back, round it, good, now get yourself up onto the knees, round the back, round it, and then get your back side down, and the next vertebrae, the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, the seventh, that's the idea. Good?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want you to throw your head back the way you're doing. Now, I'll tell you why, dear. Throwing the head back is not really a good neck loosening exercise. I will give you the neck loosening exercise that I want you to have. I'll give you two kinds. But the one thing I prefer you not to have is that back thing. Because that really creates tension. So please get out of the... You do it so immediately that you're almost doing it without thinking. Get out of that habit. Now, get back on your backside again. Good. Now get yourself... this time, Laurie, I want you to learn to make a quick... Now, mind you, I said a quick little check of your body. Sort of quickly check the shoulders and learn quickly to release them. Quickly check the rib cage, learn quickly to release it. And don't worry if it doesn't happen today. It will happen. Quickly check the wrists. And check sort of the neck from the jaw down through the sides of the neck. There's almost like a little pressure that you're putting on yourself.
I can feel it.
Good. And I can see it. All right. We'll work on that pressure later. We can't work on it all, you know. Mm-hmm. We have to work on it one at a time. I'd like you to get over to your knees and without much thought, just get the hell up and be sure you round your back. Just, now you know how to do it. Just do it. That's the girl. Do it. Okay, and love
I
it.
I didn't.
You did good. You
okay.
Did good. Okay. Now turn
I
around.
I took a lot out of me to stop.
All right. I'd like you to lie on your back and totally relax. Now. Yeah. Good. Laurie, dear, you can, I don't mind your shoes. Get up, put your feet on the sofa right where the knee bends because that's truly getting the weight off of you. Really move right into the sofa. That's right. All the way in. A little bit more. Good. Now lie down.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, you really needed to.
Yeah.
You can just lie there that way for a moment, and I will continue talking.
Okay.
What I like about myself, that I was able to see that even though we were doing relaxing exercises and getting up was better each time, that given probably the whole week that you have had, which has probably, as you said, been difficult, suddenly even those exercises that are supposed to relax you were too much. You had to get this way. You know, you had to stop for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this is very important. It's very important for me as a teacher to be able to stop. This is the lesson, actually. But it's very important for me to be able to say, stop working, she's had enough. You know, and it's very important for you to recognize, since we're both so highly motivated, that's as much as you could do. Now get your feet up and, you know, just the heck with everything. Mm-hmm. The heck with learning, the heck with being good, the heck with being smart, the heck with your career, the heck with acting, the heck with singing. Really, the heck with everything.
Mm-hmm.
See? Mm-hmm. And then in a little while, we're going to go back again and do it.
Okay.
Good. Mm-hmm. So, while you're lying here, just relax the shoulders. I mean, most of it's being done for you. The sofa is doing it. And the floor is doing it. But the shoulders, that's right. What would happen? I'm trying to reach over there. What would happen if I... Would it go? Would it sink? Yes, did you feel how what a great way it left, it went?
Mm-hmm.
Well, can you do that with the other? Just by thinking into the middle part of the shirt. Yeah, and it, you know, sometimes learning how to think relaxation in a certain part of the body may take a tiny bit longer, but it's your best friend in the long run.
Mm-hmm.
It's what you will be able to do on stage. It's what will never fail you. It's what will never create another tension in its place. Do you notice how sometimes people try relaxation exercises and they become more and more tense every minute?
Yeah.
Okay. See, but when a thought directs it and when the muscle gets the message, that's when you know that it's simple and honest and it cannot hurt you. It can only serve you.
Mm-hmm.
Good. So have the patience to think into the shoulder and tell it to let go. And have the patience to wait until the shoulder gets the message. You're fine. You're fine. I'm watching you. I'm waiting, and I'm not going to tell you what the signal is, but I'm waiting for a certain physical signal. And then I know that we'll be ready to start again.
That arm is really uncomfortable.
But don't worry about it. Remember, today's lesson is just getting a few of the things and living with it, because you've been living with it for a long time. Don't try to get it all done in one day. And I'm not looking at your arms at all. And when I get the signal, I will tell you. And then you'll understand what we're waiting for. That's it. Did you feel it?
I've been waiting for it to happen.
That's the signal, okay?
Yeah.
What has happened in my understanding of the breath is that as mostly the singers, as my singers came in from the freeway, from the other teacher, from the job, from everything, and I would get them down here, in the last several months, I would watch the breathing. And it would go short and long. And the breath did everything. And then it would seem to settle down. And I learned that that wasn't it. It was when it suddenly heaved that big sigh, then the body is ready. See, and after that is nice, gentle breathing. Little by little, I'm telling all the singers their secrets.
Yeah.
So, you see...
Really. Because the little short breaths are like the building of the tension until finally it just has to let go.
Yes, and that's what happened.
Yeah.
So what I wanted you to learn from this, well, here we are, you know, spending a lot of money on the lesson, and what are you doing? You're lying on your back, you know? No.
Right.
Right. And so how did you spend your hard-earned money this week, dear?
I lay down
on my back, and my feet were on the sofa.
But and then I breathe a real big breath.
Yes.
I'm to work.
What I want you to remember is this is something you will do yourself. Before rehearsal, you'll get to rehearsal, it begins at 7:30, and at 7:15 you're going to lie on the floor of the auditorium or in the dressing room, and you're going to just let yourself lie there for however long it takes for that signal.
Yeah.
Good. So that was really listening into the body, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was fantastic.
Yeah, really good. That's the lesson.
Yeah.
All right. Now I'd like you to...
to get up
And get to a sitting position. Just sit with your note on the floor, because I want to show you now the exercise that the physical therapist gave. Mm-hmm. And I've been sent to the best clinic in town, if you please. Right? I really have been, though. I'm in the best clinic. She gave me many, many exercises. Mm-hmm. But the last one, she said, oh, your spine is so stiff. Mm-hmm. Seated as you are, but with the knees a little less bent. Yeah, like that. Mm-hmm. Maybe a little, even bring them out a little more. As a beginner. Mm-hmm. What she said to me was this. I'm going to do it in a chair. Mm-hmm. I'm to not bend, not stretch, not nothing. But I incline forward, and I just relax. Mm-hmm. And it's like waiting for that breath to... What I do is, and when I feel that I'm totally relaxed and I've given a little bit more, like an inch, mm-hmm. go that other inch. Mm-hmm. And stop about, after you've done about twice, then stop. That's enough for that day. Mm-hmm. Then the next day, do it again. One of these days, it's not reaching to the floor, it's that the spine, it becomes so easy and so flexed mm-hmm. and so stretched mm-hmm. that it will go all the way down and your head will be on the floor. Mm-hmm. That's the lesson that I got from the therapist. Mm-hmm. So I would like you to do just sort of one so I can watch you. Just, yes, and she didn't want any pushing or stretching. Go, let the head go all the way down and just stay in that position and study what happens to you. See, it's very hard for me to do this also. Mm-hmm. Move into the shoulder blades. I haven't even figured out yet in my body what came first. Perhaps the shoulder blades release first. And then the vertebrae beneath that, and then beneath that all the way to the bottom. Or perhaps you can go right to the coccyx and release that first. You're not supposed to do it if it's painful. That means you're too far forward. Okay? That's good. You see, because, yeah, okay, is that a better place?
Yeah.
Put your legs up. Yes,
yeah.
Find a comfortable place. What you're doing, see, don't do it painfully. Mm-hmm. What you're doing is very gently, now lift up, dear. That's why I'm glad you did it, so that you could ask me that. What you did, here's your spine. And
it's just so stiff that even just a little bit, I just feel the muscles just, you know, like this, trying to get away from the spine. I think my for some reason, the past few months, it's been bothering me a lot, my back and my neck. Remember before when we were doing
that? That's right.
It was bothering me.
And I understand why. I never see you round your back. When you up and down, your back is like a stiff little ironing board. You know, it was frightening.
It has been that way.
To see you. So now we're getting at that. It's very serious. Uh-huh. Very, very important.
Yeah.
Okay. I want only the most comfortable, rounded position. It really does fit in with the first part of the lesson. Mm-hmm. You didn't know how to round your back. Mm-hmm. So what you're doing now is rounding it just enough mm-hmm. so that it gets the first idea mm-hmm. of what you're asking the spine to do. Mm-hmm. Because you're young, but of course, you know, you've been rigid for a long time, but it will happen faster. It will. Mm-hmm. And little by little, it's going to get looser, and then you're going to move. I don't want to use the word move. I don't want to use the word bend. I would like to say incline mm-hmm. a little bit further. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm.